So, this is Lauren Jubilier, and this is an astrological talk for August and part of September, because I'm going to be going on retreat, and will return to share more astrological insights on the equinox. And between now and then, I wanted to share there's a lot going on, and I my intention is to share it with you in a way that makes sense to you and is useful and gives you something to work with. And I'm a little concerned tonight that it might make your head spin. So I'm intending for it to not do that. And that means I'm not going to share every little detail that's happening this month, but I'm going to kind of like talk about the big main things that if you're aware of them, and we talk about how best to work with them, it can be useful in your healing process. So first thing I want to talk about is that we have a very rare event in the night sky that's visual. And if you can get yourself outside after sunset, you will see something delightful. And so I want to talk about that. This particular configuration hasn't happened since 750 AD. Wow. So it is rare to see all of these planets in the night sky at the same time. So who are the players? Just after sunset, maybe 30 minutes, maybe 45 minutes, right where the sun's going down, Venus is going to be following the sun, Mercury, and Jupiter. So you're going to see a very bright star after sunset. That's Venus. And a little bit above that will be Mercury for a little while, and then Jupiter, also very bright. And Venus has been in the underworld for a while, so we haven't seen Venus in the morning or at night. So she's just sort of arising from her time in the underworld and informing us and gifting us with all that she has received. So when you sit under the night sky, you just want to kind of lay there and enter and visually take it in and energetically take it in without needing to understand it so much, and let it kind of speak to you or let yourself feel. Now, so that's happening in one part of the sky. Another part of the sky that's very visual, we were looking at it last night, you're going to see a triangle. And this triangle is a summer triangle that we see. We just don't see what I just described to you and this at the same time. So what we have is Mars, which is this beautiful twinkling red, next to Antares, which is another red star. So they're twinkling together. And right now, just above it in a triangle, is Saturn. And what we're going to see happening between now and August 24th is these red twinkling stars are going to get closer and closer and closer to Saturn until they're one with Saturn, because there is a conjunction between Mars and Saturn. Well, Mars is going to move up, and Antares not so much. So what we haven't seen is Antares, Saturn, Mars in Sagittarius together with Venus, Mercury, the north node of the moon, and Jupiter in Virgo. Yes. And so it's visually stunning to see this, and they are bright. So go find a field or go to the ocean or go to a lake or go somewhere and lay down and just feast. You know, I would say half an hour after sunset. And then Mars, you're going to see like an hour or two after. Mars and Saturn are going to be directly overhead, whereas Venus, Mercury, and Jupiter are going to be following the sun down. Okay, so that's just very important to know about. And now I'm going to share with you a little bit about this. First of all, Venus, Mercury, Jupiter, and the North Node. The North Node of the moon is not visible, but it's there energetically. Are all in Virgo. Virgo is the earth goddess. So the earth goddess is really being amplified. Jupiter amplifies. And what we have on the other side of the sky is Mars, the masculine energies. And Antares. I want to tell you a little bit of Antares because I was having fun yesterday doing a little bit of research. Antares means anti-Aries in Greek. Anti-Aries, which means rival of Mars. Mars and Antares have some similarities. They're both red. They're both very bright. They're both associated with assertiveness, intensity, aggressiveness, action. Now, Antares is a royal, one of the four royal stars. About 3,000 years ago, the Persians found their four royal stars. And they're each associated with an archangel as well. And Antares is associated with Raphael, who is the archangel of healing. Antares is in the heart of the scorpion, the constellation, the heart of the scorpion. So it's an underworld, intense energy that is assertive, transformative, passionate, aggressive. And Antares demands that we take a stand for truth and that we change the conditions that we find ourselves in where they are not in, like, the highest evolution for ourselves. If someone could pick up my dog and just put him in my car. Otherwise, oh, no, you know what? No one's going to be able to do that. I'm just going to talk to the people in Cyberland and say, I'm sorry, but right now my dog is acting out Antares energy, and he would like attention, and so he's going to just have a little time out in the car. He's going to enjoy that because he's going to be in his own little space. Yeah. Okay. So, Antares is this royal star, associated with an archangel, associated with the direction of the west. And in Egypt, Antares was a feminine goddess who was a snake goddess with snakes wrapped around her, which is interesting because when we think about the symbol for medicine, it's two serpents coiled. And this is Archangel Raphael taking a stand for truth, for justice. And this star is 500 times bigger than our sun. And if you plopped it in our solar system, it would take up the whole thing. It's massive. But it's very far away. It's the 15th brightest star in the sky. And you can see it now. And I kind of want to be gentle with this because I don't want to, like, plant seeds of discord in you about this. But Saturn, so you've got, like, Saturn, which is, like, a bit of a, like, intense, like, hey now, Mars, what you doing? Are you going to grow up? Are you going to make a commitment? Like, show me your passports. Like, get ready to grow up and, like, get your plan ready and move. But Mars and Antares are like, we just want to go. We just want to put our foot on the gas pedal. I'm going to go really fast. Like a teenager. Now, Mars has been retrograde since April, meaning already Mars has been having to go inward and not have, like, this forward. Mars is really comfortable moving forward. And from mid-April to the end of, I can't remember the date. I wrote it down. Okay, till June 29th, Mars was going kind of backwards. And this happens every 2 years, and I talked a lot about it in April. And if you go to my website, you can hear a whole thing about Mars retrograde. But it's done. Now it's moving forward. But now Mars is like, yeah, man, let's go. Let's go. Let's make things happen. Let's make things happen. But now Mars is, like, hitting Saturn. This boundary, this wall, this, like, hey, you know, like, get your act together. And also, so if you have these two planets, Antares and Mars, and they're this red energy, literally, it's the root, it's rah, it's let's go, hot, fiery, aggressive. As this gets closer to Saturn, this assertive energy, it hits a wall. So it can be associated with people getting very emotionally flipped off very easily. So I you might not know if you're just listening to this, but I was doing a little dance because I think that's useful for this. The energy inside of you wants to move, and yet there's like this checkpoint. Do you have a plan? Is this going to work? But what happens, and so if you're a very conscious person and you're working with this, you're finding ways to deal with your frustration as it's building up, or the fire that's building up, and it's not quite being able to move. Even though Mars is moving forward, it still kind of has this kind of threshold to pass through. Mars in your own life is your plans, your connection to the masculine in your own life, moving forward, getting something moving, going forward. Now, if you look at our world, we actually have an archetypal figure on the world stage of a very fiery, aggressive, assertive masculine energy that's kind of unconscious that is getting flipped off. And getting kind of flipped off by the feminine, who's also very, there's another feminine energy that's really strong on the world stage, who's very Virgo-like. All this feminine energy that, you know, like, I have a plan and I'm very detail-oriented and, you know, and they're squaring one another, which is a 90-degree angle, and there's tension. So Venus and Mars are in this tense dynamic. And at the same time, Mars is really being asked to grow up in us. And I would say between August 20th and 24th, when this really starts to get very activated, people will be sort of, their fuses might be shorter, and you also might see things happening on the world stage, more violence, more aggressiveness, more explosiveness. And it's also a lot about the masculine reinventing himself. The whole, like, okay, I get it. There are some ways that I have behaved in the past couple thousand years. And I'm not talking men. I'm talking about the masculine in us, all of us, the masculine principle. And I need to reformulate. I need to create a new dream. I need to have a new adventure. And that is what the masculine principle is sort of revisioning right now. And this process is helping. Does anyone have any questions about that? That makes sense. How do we structure and bring into form a new masculine expression? What new beliefs do we need? And how can we work with feelings of fear and caution and restraint during this time without lowering our frequency? So if we are feeling angry at injustice, which this particular configuration with Mars and Saturn will often do, not just what we're seeing in the world today, but going back eons of time, being triggered to have, you know, feelings of exasperation about injustice being present, being allowed. How do we deal with that? Well, we don't meet low frequency with low frequency, or we just make a big, you know, make it worse. So, you know, movement, meditation, toning, journaling, walking, hitting tennis balls against a wall, having a sense of humor, working with it in a very conscious way, but also saying, what do I want to create moving forward in my life? How can Saturn, this wise old being, help me? It's also very interesting that we have the old structure of the world, as I've said many, many times, is dissolving, imploding, getting revolutionized. The energy that's present today no longer is sort of plugged into the old structures. That plug has been removed energetically. And it's plugged into what we're creating in the future. It's plugged into that so that we can download the love, the frequencies that we need to create the new structures. You can imagine that people that are very connected to the way things used to be can feel that there isn't a lot of energy there, even if it's unconscious feeling it, not a conscious feeling it, and are kind of having tantrums. And it's a masculine presence. And we see this very literally on the world stage. But in our own lives as well, there is sometimes fear that arises. I am dependent on a structure that's sort of falling apart, that is definitely imploding on itself, but it's still there. I still have to go to the bank, I still have to pay my bills, and I still, you know, have to, like, light my stove and put gas in my car, even though I know that this is all history energetically. And I'm just holding space for that new structure to come in, as well as doing my part. And yet that forward motion of that is being a bit constrained by some of the old energies that don't want to let go. And this is a lot of what we're seeing in our world. And we are also being triggered to experience old fears that need to leave our physical bodies, the structure of our physical bodies, and be released so that we can hold this new frequency. And so we're all being asked to do this work. And that's why things are looking like they're looking. And here's the thing. It is 100% that we are moving into a whole new reality. What isn't certain is how we're going to get there, how quickly it's going to happen, and how much trauma will be created along the way versus how little. Will it happen in 10 or 20 years? Will it happen in 100 or 200? And it really depends on our cooperation with anchoring in the frequency of love and unity and releasing, and then asking, what's my part to play? What's my action? Because what we're moving into with this forward movement of Mars, particularly after August 24th and around the autumnal equinox, is things moving into form. A lot of changes in the realm of form are on the horizon very quickly this autumn. And we're getting ready for that this summer. So we're also, I'm just going to tell you that Venus and Mars are activating. So, something else. Chiron, which is the wounded healer and the force of healing, is opposite Jupiter all month. And that means that there is deep healing underway energetically, and also deep wounding coming up. If you're a conscious person, and you are, a lot of old wounds are coming up, you will work on it and find it very productive to work on it, right? If you are, I'm just going to use him as an archetype, say, he who shall not be named with the funny hair on the world stage, he is having a cycle with Chiron, with wounding. He is not working with toning and meditation and going to an embodied psychotherapist that's helping him clear a really ancient grief. He's acting it out. When we act out our wounding, we become wounders. When we work on it in a very conscious way, we experience profound and deep and lasting healing, and it enables us to help and heal others. So this is being really amplified over the summer, just so that you know. And also the possibility, you know, the wounding of the earth, because this is all in Virgo, earth sign. So the earth herself is doing some healing. And we, of course, our attention is being drawn to that. So anything that you can do to connect to that. So right now, Venus and Jupiter and Chiron. Now, Venus, Jupiter, Mercury, and the North Node are all in Virgo, the earth goddess, the left brain of the goddess, the structure, the earth herself is being really amplified and empowered, and this deep wounding is coming up for all of us to assist with that process. Now, what else is happening this summer? Well, all year long, we've had another really potent astrological activation with Saturn squaring Neptune. And Saturn squaring Neptune has been going on since last Thanksgiving, around that time, and it's been really amplified over the summer. And just telling you that Venus and Mars are further activating this energy, and Jupiter, this summer. And it's going to crescendo around September 10th, when it's going to be exact, the square. And what this is about, the highest octave, it's about embodying spirit. It's about bringing spirit into matter. That's the highest octave. And so we were just having a bliss cafe with acupuncture and sound healing, and I was participating and sitting here, and I just felt like my body completely dissolved, and I was in the still point of my heart. I honestly could have sat here for probably a couple of days, but I actually stood up, so I was like, I don't know, is it midnight? Luckily it was, but it was this timelessness And my heart was just really expanding. And that is a lot of the highest expression of Saturn square Neptune, of bringing this embodied heart. So I'm just going to share a little bit, but if you're not an initiated person who's conscious of, and you start to feel your reality, familiar reality, dissolving underneath you, and you start to feel boundaries dissolving, literally in terms of immigration and this mass migration that we're seeing this year, but also boundaries between people. Why am I standing on the grocery line and feeling funny? You know, why is this, like, people don't necessarily know that the boundaries, but that unity consciousness means oneness. And if you're not prepared to experience that, it can be very frightening. And so we need, so for some of us, we're like, yeah, this feels so awesome. And for other people, it's terrifying and they don't even know what it is. And so there's this reaction against it. Like, I need to build a wall. I need my boundaries. I need to get, like, the old structure back. Like, get it back! Ah! You know, and so we're seeing that almost exaggerated comically, and it's comical except that we really don't know what's going to happen with this. And there is a lot of aggressiveness and a lot of fear that's becoming somewhat belligerent all over the place, that we are also holding, that we're sharing Earth, we're all connected. In fact, we must see that this is a reflection of a part of us as well. And own our own fear and own our own, aggressive tendencies and learn to accept and love and move that in ourselves so that we can see the world outside of us changing. So, Neptune dissolves old reality. It is about embodied divinity. It is about awakening and releasing through dissolving and disintegration of our old belief systems or old thought processes or old structures. And Saturn is about creating new structures, ideally, in its ideal sense, that take into consideration this unity, this big love that's coming in. How can we make structures in our world to birth this? And you are going to see more and more and more of really incredible structures being birthed in the world. Maybe you won't see it on CNN or anywhere on TV, but in your local communities, you're going to start to see more and more and more of the manifestation of this coming into the world. Some in a huge, massive way, and some in small, beautiful ways that we work with one another. And you're also seeing the reaction to this, which is fear. I want my old boundaries back. Until everyone has anchored this, which, again, we don't know how much time this takes. And at the same time, we've got the Pluto-Uranus square, which is no longer active, but we're still experiencing it. Like, if you drop a petal into a pond, the ripples are going to go out. And this is moving out for decades. And the Pluto-Uranus square was this is when we unplugged from the old structures and we plugged into the future. And yet we haven't yet manifested that. And it's a very revolutionary energy, which is why, and it empowers social movements, empowers massive, massive social change and spiritual change that we're going to see over the next several years and even into the next decade. And along with that, the reactivity and the fear until it all sorts its way through. So this is asking us, how do we bring our dreams and our visions and our imagination into reality? How do we change the dream? Saturn supports that. Neptune is about the imagination. So enjoy, between now and the end of September, indulging your imaginations, indulging your visions, laying out and just inviting guidance, and dream big. And then ask, how can I bring this into manifestation without having to get an actual, literal answer quite yet? You're going to start feeling like you're on a wave and your synchronicities are going to start speeding up over the autumn, and you're going to meet people and get excited about different things. And things in your life are going to break away and won't be there anymore, and new things will come in. You're just going to see a lot of change. Now, in the world, this can look, who knows how it's going to look. Because we have many other things happening, okay? So on August 18th, we have a lunar eclipse. The full moon's going to be in Aquarius, and you're not going to be able to see the eclipse. It's going to look almost like a shadow at the edge of the moon. And eclipses eclipse what's been and activates what's coming. It's a rapid fire change and transformation. And we have three eclipses. Normally we have two. We have three. One August 18th, one September 1st, one September 16th. So at this point, Aquarius is like the cosmic revolutionary change agent bringing that in. So be awake on August 18th. Set your intention. Steer your ship. Open up. And be prepared that what is not in alignment with revolutionary change, steering your ship in the direction it needs to go, is going to come up to be cleared. Then on September 1st, we have a new moon in Virgo. Eclipse. The sun, the solar eclipse, which we're not going to see in the northern hemisphere, but we're going to feel it. In Virgo, all about our sacred work and our connection to the earth. What is going on with the earth? How can we make right relationship? How can we see in even more graphic detail how we are not in right relationship? And how can we make that right? Energetically, this is coming up. And then on September 16th, we have a full moon in Pisces eclipse. Again, we're not going to see it in the northern hemisphere. And in the middle of this, the final exact Saturn square Neptune is going to happen. What happens in eclipses is that we start to feel like we're in another dimension or we're in another reality. Normal electromagnetic energy is not operating. We're in the spirit world. It's so close, the veils are so thin. And so, and Mercury goes retrograde, August 30th to September 21st. So that's why I said it's like, please don't let your mind explode and don't think you have to understand what I just said. Just know if you are on a river, it's like rapid change. You're shooting through the rapids, and in one moment you can be in one reality, in another moment the next. And it is a time that the shadow is coming. Eclipses bring up the shadow so it can be transformed. So this is going to be happening on a global level. So I want you to be aware of that and take care of yourselves and work with the energy in a really conscious way and know that we are like in a birth canal to rapid change. And so hold in your heart, how can I participate with this in a very conscious way? How can I open up myself to spiritual guidance? How can I soften and dissolve the stubborn parts of myself that haven't wanted to be open to the new because it scares me, because I don't know what's coming. And I wanted to be the way I wanted it to be. I had a plan, and my plan is sort of dissolved. But something new is coming that's even more awesome than you could have even imagined. And now it's about aligning your energy circuit board to let that in. And if your fear comes up, let it move. Eclipses bring up our fear, and they reorient us. The Earth Mother is speaking to us and wanting us to connect. The feminine is very bright and literally visible. Venus, she's amplified. There's this healing energy. There's this amplification. And then there's this eclipse in Virgo. What needs to be eclipsed in us or in the world so that we can be in right relationship to the earth? And what do we need to bring in? And it's not a rational process. It's energetic. So the whole month between now and like this autumn equinox is this rapid, you know, bringing us into this world of spirit and change and synchronicities and things ending, things beginning, but things are beginning, but you don't might know what exactly they are yet. So just open. Take baths. Drink soup. Some bone broths. Get grounded. It is so not a grounded time. You might feel like you're walking on clouds. You know, Mercury's retrograde, so our communication's going very inward. It's easy to misunderstand each other. There's this Mars energy that's going to, after August 24th, going to really be moving forward. So now Mars has a plan, and now Mars has passed its final initiation. It's moving forward. So that's, do you guys have questions?
was fabulous. Seriously. Not really.
It is, and like I said, if you're a person that's really conscious of this and you're like, bring it on, I love like feeling spirit and I love dissolving and I love it when my plans don't work out because something better is coming and I love like just being totally open to the unknown and I love it when there are all these intense global events because there are people that are exploding inside and getting upset about this and reacting to it and I can hold this in love, good. But have compassion for people that are imploding because they don't know how to work with this and intend for them to find their support. And find your extra compassion when you can. And find your sense of humor if you just bitch out. What?
Yeah, so what if you're really angry? I mean,
then
you're not,
feel
you're
it.
Not imploding, but, you know, to say, oh, yeah, you know, I want to be in this higher octave. Like, I'm not feeling that.
Good. Thank you for saying that. Well, that's right. And a lot of people aren't feeling it. And
I feel like it's a righteous anger. Like
it
I
is,
feel,
yes.
Yeah.
And there's this ancient anger of not just our personal lives, but it includes our personal lives of things not having worked out or we haven't moved the way we've wanted them or haven't moved fast enough, and there's this frustration. Mm-hmm. But there's also like, whoa, here we are again. We might blow ourselves up. We might give the nuclear codes to a freaking madman. There are people voting for there. There are people standing there. What the hell? There's this ancient anger about what the hell. And it must be honored. But it must not be acted on in terms of lowering our frequency to become, you know, someone that Star and I are listening to today call a stagnant pond of turbid water. Like, you don't want to be... So you
stinky
move it.
Pond.
A stinky pond of turbid water when you can be a flowing river. So how do you work with anger? You say, I see you. I accept you. I open to you. I'm not going to push you away. I'm going to move with you. Dance. Yell. You know, bang a drum. Journal. Go to a therapist. Run around the block. Move the energy. I personally, this is kind of crazy, but this is what I find really helpful. I like taking eggs and throwing them at a tree. And on the egg, I put what I'm really irritated about. And I do it like, okay, this is going to be bird food. I'm not wasting the egg, and I'm not mad at the egg. But I gotta get this out. And it feels really good to have something splatter. It really does. It just does. And the birds will eat it. So you can, it's not helpful to intellectualize this. And when eclipses come, one right after, you know, these three, it really does pull things up. So you want to be giving permission to move the energy without punching someone in the face or screaming at someone. Some people will be punching people in the face and screaming or worse during this time.
Can I also say that it sounds like it's also a good time to work on your ancestry?
Yes.
With those old paradigms falling apart?
Yeah.
Really just taking a good look at that, like how, you know, how that's holding you back or...
Yeah, absolutely.
Not letting you move forward.
Yes. Yeah, I'm literally going to be doing some ancestral medicine work. And you also want to be asking, what's the plan for me? And opening up, what are some things I can involve myself in that will feel good? What can I do that might feel good to me? Who can I connect with? Do I need to knock on doors? Do I need to dance more? Do I need to involve myself in some creative project? There's lots of people asking that question.
I do want to mention that I've never seen such a beautiful spiritual opening of the Olympics as Friday night. It was so incredible. So if anybody hasn't watched it, just YouTube it, and especially that last part. It was all about the earth, too.
Yeah.
And for all the people, and not just for the Brazilian people, or for the Olympic people.
There's one thing else I want to say about the Neptune square Saturn, which it has to do with boundaries. We are feeling the boundaries dissolve, and some boundaries are very healthy and important to have. So Neptune and Saturn are having this dialogue, like, I want to dissolve all the boundaries. Well, I want to have too many boundaries, you know, and they ultimately... The conclusion, the synthesis of this is Saturn's boundary support Neptune's oneness. But what sometimes happens is illness. And I'm just telling you, you want to support your immune systems during this time. You want to take some medicinal mushrooms or some remedies or, I don't make any money from this, but Paralandra. Paralandra-ltd.com has come up with a homeopathic flower essence seasonal balancing solution for pathogens. That's a really good thing to take right now. If you think of the cell walls and things coming into the cell walls and our bodies are recalibrating, like what can come in and what can't come in, and really down to the cellular level, we're reworking. And so you want to strengthen your immune system, and particularly as we go through the seasonal change between August and through September. I'm just saying that's just on a physical level an important thing to do right now. And really take care of yourself. So what do you do, Shoshana, when you feel like really frustrated and angry?
Well, I mean, I am doing some of the things you're talking about. But, you know, there's a part of me that's like, it's okay to be angry.
It is.
You.
Totally.
I'm like angry,
it's totally.
I don't really feel like doing anything about it. It's like
right. Exactly.
I
you mean, don't
that's honesty, you know.
It's like, also totally in alignment with what is being experienced collectively and what and it's like that's right. Be with it and don't push it away, and you can even ask, how is anger in service to me right now? How can I be okay with this? So I'm going to close this, unless there's any other questions. We will reconfigure at the autumn equinox, and I'll do another astrology talk, and we'll see where we all are. People will have different experiences of it. If your charts align to these eclipses, you're going to have a more wild, like, rapidly expanding, changing time. If you're aligned to some of these other configurations that I already talked about, you're on the front lines of this. And so it's more intense for you. And some people, it's not so intense. Some people are holding space for those who are going through, like, the birth matrix with this. So, okay.
Thank you. Welcome.